If radio had headlines, this next story would be Panic in the Pacific Northwest.
The cause of concern is a recent article in The New Yorker magazine titled The Really Big One.
With this subtitle, an earthquake will destroy a sizable portion of the coastal Northwest. The question is, when?
The article claimed a 9.0 earthquake is overdue. It will be followed by a tsunami, and life as we know it on the Oregon and Washington coasts will pretty much be wiped out.
The New Yorker also says the region is underprepared. Well, people there are trying to make up for that, according to the Seattle Times. There has been a run on personal survival kits.
Last week, we probably did 3 or 4 months worth of business in just 1 week. Yesterday and today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each day has been basically almost a full month's worth of business.
Steve O'Donnell is CEO of American Preparedness, based in Seattle. The company makes and sells a variety of kits, all sizes, shapes, and colors.
Our two most popular and that are selling like hotcakes, really, is the four-person backpack, and that takes care of 4 people for 3 days, and our rolling cart is 2-person for 7 days.
And there's a lot in those kits, including food, thermal blankets, ponchos, light sticks,
flashlights, matches, a tarp,
hygiene supplies, 2 whistles, a pry bar,
even coloring books for the kids.
O'Donnell says the American Preparedness motto is, "We hope you never have to use our products." But, he adds,
get ready, be ready, and stay ready. Kind of like a good boy or Girl Scout.
That 4-person, 3-day kit will set you back $139.99, but good Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts could probably make their own.